Here beginneth the ninth chapter of the second book of the Kings. And Elisha the prophet called one of the children of the prophets and said unto him, Gird up thy loins and take this box of oil in thine hand and go to Ramoth Gilead. And when thou comest thither, look out there Jehu, the son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Nimshi, and go in and make him arise up from among his brethren and carry him to an inner chamber. Then take the box of oil and pour it on his head and say, Thus saith the Lord, I have anointed thee king over Israel. Then open the door and flee and tarry not. So the young man, even the young man the prophet, went to Ramoth Gilead. And when he came, behold, the captains of the host were sitting. And he said, I have an errand to thee, O captain. And Jehu said, Unto which of all of us? And he said, To thee, O captain. And he arose and went into the house. And he poured the oil on his head. And said unto him, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I have anointed thee king over the people of the Lord, even over Israel. And thou shalt smite the house of Ahab thy master, that I may avenge the blood of my servants the prophets, and the blood of all the servants of the Lord at the hand of Jezebel. For the whole house of Ahab shall perish, and I will cut off from Ahab him that pisseth against the wall, and him that is shut up and left in Israel. And I will make the house of Ahab like the house of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha the son of Ahijah. And the dogs shall eat Jezebel in the portion of Jezreel, and there shall be none to bury her. And he opened the door and fled. Then Jehu came forth to the servants of his lord, and one said unto him, Is all well? Wherefore came this mad fellow to thee? And he said unto them, Ye know the man and his communication. And they said, It is false. Tell us now. And he said, Thus and thus spake he to me, saying, Thus saith the Lord, I have anointed thee king over Israel. Then they hasted and took every man his garment and put it under him on the top of the stairs and blew with trumpets, saying, Jehu is king. So Jehu, the son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Nimshi, conspired against Joram. Now Joram had kept Ramoth Gilead, he and all Israel, because of Hazael, king of Syria. But King Joram was returned to be healed in Jezreel of the wounds which the Syrians had given him when he fought with Hazael, king of Syria. And Jehu said, If it be your minds, then let none go forth nor escape out of the city to go to tell it in Jezreel. So Jehu rode in a chariot and went to Jezreel, for Joram lay there. And Ahaziah, king of Judah, was come down to see Joram. Here endeth the first lesson.
Thank you. Here beginneth the 14th verse of the 4th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Esaias. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began to say unto them, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." And all bare him witness, and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" And he said unto them, "Ye will surely say unto me this proverb, 'Physician, heal thyself.' Whatsoever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in thy country." And he said, "Verily, I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell of you a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elias, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land, but unto none of them was Elias sent, save unto Sarepta, a city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Eliseus the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, saving Naaman the Syrian." And all they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath, and rose up and thrust him out of the city, and led him unto the brow of the hill whereupon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. But he, passing through the midst of them, went his way. Here endeth the second lesson.
Thank you. us pray. To love things heavenly, and even now, while we are placed among things that are passing away, to cleave to those that shall abide, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. All good counsels and all just works do proceed. Give unto thy servants that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey thy commandments, and also that by thee, we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may pass our time in rest and quietness, through the merits of Jesus Christ, our Savior. In our darkness, we beseech thee, O Lord, and by thy great mercy, defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. For the love of thy only Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, good evening and welcome to the service of Evensong at St. Thomas. Welcome also to those listening to the service via the webcast. Immediately following the organ voluntary, at the conclusion of today's service, there will be a celebration of the Holy Eucharist at the High Altar. All baptized Christians are welcome to stay on and make their Holy Communion if they wish to do so. And immediately following the low mass here at the High Altar, Dr. Peter Butneff will be presenting a lecture at 6:30 in Andrew Hall. The title of his lecture is How to Be a Sinner. If you want to know how to be a sinner, Dr. Butneff will tell you. That's at 6:30 in Andrew Hall, and a light reception will follow. This Sunday, September 30th, we celebrate the Feast of St. Michael and All Angels, the Festal Eucharist at 11, and Festal Evensong at 4 p.m. The Very Reverend Andrew McGowan, Dean of the Berkeley Divinity School at Yale, will preach at the principal service. Just a word about our resonances between our two readings today that might not seem to have very much to do with each other at all. In the second reading, Jesus goes to the synagogue, as was his custom, it says, and he opens the scriptures from Isaiah, and he says, I have been anointed to bring good news to the poor. I have been anointed. Well, there's more, and indeed, that's what he does. And he is the anointed one of God. When we say Messiah, when we say that Jesus is the Messiah, we are translating that word anointed one. But there are two anointings in today's readings, and the first was of a man named Jehu. Jehu was anointed in the second book of the Kings in our first reading. A son of the prophet goes up, sent by Elijah, goes up to him with a box full of oil, probably 2 gallons, a gallon and a half, 2 gallons of oil, pours it all over his head, and as Elisha had told him, says, you are now the king of Israel. He is the anointed one for right then. But what the ministry of Jehu looks like and the ministry of Jesus look like are very, very different. Jesus, meek and mild perhaps, not so Jehu. Jehu's about to kill a lot of people, or at least cause a lot of people to be killed. He heads back to Jezebel, kills one of the leaders, Jeroboam, who is coming toward him, causes Jezebel to be killed, causes a whole bunch of the sons of Ahab to be killed. He does something very different. And yet what he is doing in one way is bringing restitution for the great wrongs that have been perpetrated against Elijah, against the entire prophetic community. He is restoring the sense of justice, the justice that had been denied to him, to Elisha, to Elijah for so long. They had been at the point of death at the hands of Jezebel. Well, no more. That entire order was about to be overturned. I am not suggesting that you should go out and kill the sons of the prophets or anyone else. I do think that one of the tasks that we sometimes forget that what Jesus is doing is overturning orders of death, overturning orders of injustice. And indeed, that is part of what he said when he was quoting Isaiah. Jesus defeats death in his resurrection, not in the bloody way that that Jehu does, but in the bloody way that is the shedding of his own blood. He makes that sacrifice his own sacrifice in order to accomplish the same thing, which is the defeat of death. And so we look forward to the return of that anointed one, the return of that Messiah, at which point all things will be set right again, and justice will prevail upon earth. Not like now, there won't be sin and death, but justice will prevail upon earth. And at that point, finally, we can cancel our programs because we won't have to be thinking about how to be sinners anymore. us pray. O God, who didst wonderfully create and yet more wonderfully restore the dignity of human nature, grant that we may share the divine life of him who humbled himself to share our humanity, thy Son, Jesus Christ, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all evermore. Amen.